This is the Sakar Moli of the 6th of January, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, Brahma Baba is Shiv Baba's chariot, and the parts of both exist together. There mustn't be the slightest doubt about this. Question. What method, which is called a very great sin, have people created to be freed from sorrow? Answer. When people are unhappy, they look for many ways to kill themselves. They think of committing suicide because they believe that they will be freed from sorrow by doing that. However, there is no greater sin than that. They become trapped in even more sorrow because this is a world of limitless sorrow. Om Shanti. The Father asks you, children. The Supreme Soul asks you, souls. Do you know that you are sitting in front of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? He doesn't have a chariot of his own. You have the faith, do you not, that the Father resides in the centre of this forehead? The Father himself says that he sits in the centre of this one's forehead and that he takes his body on loan. The soul is in the centre of the forehead, and so the Father also sits there. There is Brahma and there is also Shiv Baba. If Brahma weren't there, how could Shiv Baba speak? You have always been remembering Shiv Baba up there. You children understand that you are now sitting here with the Father. It isn't that Shiv Baba is up above. His image is worshipped here. These matters have to be understood very well. You know that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. Where does he speak this knowledge? Does he speak it from up there? He has come down here. He speaks it through the body of Brahma. Some say that they don't believe in Brahma, but Shiv Baba himself says, through the body of Brahma, remember me. This is something to be understood. However, Maya is very powerful. She makes you turn your faces completely away and puts you at the very back. Shiv Baba has now put you in front of himself. You are personally sitting in front of him. Therefore, what state will those who believe that Brahma is nothing attain? They will attain degradation. They don't have any of this knowledge at all. People call out, O God, the Father. Does that God, the Father, hear them? People say to him, Liberator, come. Will he liberate them while sitting up there? The Father comes at the most elevated confluence age of every cycle. If you put aside the one in whom he comes, what would you call that? Number one, Tamopradhan. Even though they have faith, Maya completely turns their faces away. She has so much power that she makes them completely not worth a penny. There are such ones at some centres, and this is why the Father tells you to remain very cautious. Even though you continue to say what you've heard, that becomes like the example of the pundit. There is the story of the pundit that Baba tells. He says to others that they could cross the river by chanting the name of Rama. That is a story that has been made up. At this time you are going from this ocean of poison to the ocean of milk by having remembrance of the Father. They have made up many religious stories on the path of devotion. Such things don't happen. It's just a story that has been made up. That pundit told others to do this, but he didn't do it himself at all. If someone still continues to indulge in vice while telling others to become viceless, what effect could that have on them? There are even some Brahma Kumars and Kumaris who don't have faith themselves and yet continue to tell this knowledge to others. This is why it is said that those who listen to this knowledge can go ahead of those who give the knowledge. Those who serve many are definitely loved. If a pundit turns out to be false, who would love him? Their love would be transferred to those who stay in remembrance practically. Maya even swallows very good Maharatis. Many have been swallowed. Baba explains, you haven't reached your Karmateet stage yet. On the one hand, the war will take place, and on the other hand, you will reach your Karmateet stage. They are completely connected. Then, when the war ends, you will be transferred. The Rosary of Rudra is created first. No one else knows about these things. You understand that destruction is just ahead. You are now in the minority, and others are in the majority. So, who would believe you? When your number has grown, many will be pulled by the power of your yoga to come here. The more rust that is removed from you, the more you will be filled with power. It isn't that Baba is the one who knows everything, Jani Jananhar. He comes here and sees everyone and knows everyone's stage. Would a father not know his children's stage? He knows everything about it. There is no question of being Antaryami about that. You haven't yet reached your Karmateet stage. Devilish ways of talking and behaving are very well known. You have to make your behavior divine. Deities are full of all virtues. You now have to become like them. There is so much difference between devils and deities. However, Maya doesn't leave anyone alone. She makes them like a touch-me-not plant. She completely kills some. There are the five steps, floors. When there is body consciousness, you fall right to the bottom. When you fall, you die. Nowadays, people find so many ways to kill themselves. They jump from the 21st floor so that they are completely finished off. They don't want to end up in hospital and continue to experience pain and suffering. If someone falls from the 5th floor but doesn't die, he continues to experience so much pain. Some even set fire to themselves. If that person is saved by someone, he has to endure so much pain. If he burns away completely, his soul runs away. This is why they commit suicide and completely destroy their bodies. They believe that, by leaving their bodies, they will be freed from sorrow. However, that is a great sin. They have to suffer even more sorrow, because this is a world of limitless sorrow. There is limitless happiness there. You children understand that you are now returning from the land of sorrow to the land of happiness. You now have to remember the Father who makes you into the masters of the land of happiness. The Father explains through this one, and there is his image too. It is said, establishment of heaven through Brahma. You say, Baba, we have come here to claim our inheritance of heaven from you many times. The Father only comes at the confluence age when the world has to change. The Father says, I have come to liberate you children from sorrow and take you to the pure world of happiness. You called out, O Purifier. You didn't understand that you were calling out to the great death to take you back home from this dirty world. Baba would definitely come. Only when we all die will there be peace. People continue to speak of peace. Peace is in the supreme abode. However, since there are still so many human beings in this world, how can there be peace here? There was peace and happiness in the Golden Age. Now, in the Iron Age, there are innumerable religions. When all of them are destroyed, there will then be the establishment of the one religion. Only then can there be peace and happiness. Only after the cries of distress will there be the cries of victory. As you make further progress, you will see just how hot the market of death becomes. Destruction definitely has to take place. The Father comes and inspires the establishment of the one religion, and he also teaches Raja Yoga. All the other innumerable religions will come to an end. Nothing has been mentioned in the Gita. They say that the 5 Pandavas and their dog melted away in the Himalayas. What was the result of that then? They have shown annihilation. There will be a flood, but the whole world cannot be flooded. Bharat is an imperishable pure land. In that too, Abu is the purest pilgrimage place where the Father comes to grant salvation to all through you children. The Dilwala temple is such a good memorial with so much significance. However, those who built it didn't understand this, but at least they were sensible. In the Copper Age, they were definitely still sensible. In the Iron Age, they are Tamopradan. In the Copper Age, they at least had Tamo intellects. This temple in which you are sitting is the most elevated of all temples. Now you will continue to see how there will be wholesale death during destruction. There will be a great wholesale war. Everything will be destroyed. Only this one land will remain. Bharat will be very small and all the rest will be destroyed. Heaven will be so small. You now have this knowledge in your intellects. It takes a long time to make some people understand. This is the most elevated confluence age. There are so many human beings here, whereas there will be so few there. Everything will be destroyed. The history and geography of the world will repeat from the beginning. It will definitely repeat from the start of heaven. It would not start at the end. This world drama cycle is eternal and continues to turn. On this side is the Iron Age, and on the other side is the Golden Age. We are now at the confluence. Only you understand this. The Father comes, and so the Father definitely needs a chariot. So the Father explains that you are now going to go home. You then have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore you must also imbibe divine virtues. You children have been told what the kingdom of Ravan is and what the kingdom of Rama is. The father sits here and explains the secrets of this play, how you become pure from impure and impure from pure. The father is the knowledgeful one and the seed. He is the living being. Only he comes and explains to you. Only the father asks you, have you understood the secrets of the whole Kalpa tree? What happens in this? For how long do you play your parts in this? For half a cycle it is the deity sovereignty. For the other half cycle it is a devilish kingdom. This knowledge stays in the intellects of the good children. The father makes you equal to himself. Teachers too are number wise. Some teachers become upset. They teach many, and then they themselves disappear. Among the younger children, there are some with many different sanskars. Some are number one devils, and some are worthy of going to the land of angels. Some neither take this knowledge nor reform their characters, but just continue to cause sorrow for others. It is portrayed in the scriptures how devils used to come secretly and sit among them. As devils, they cause so many difficulties. All of that continues to happen. The highest on high Father has to come to establish heaven. Maya too is very powerful. Even after you have donated everything, Maya turns your intellects away. Maya definitely eats half of you children. This is why it is said that Maya is very strong. Maya has been ruling for half this cycle, and so she would definitely be very strong. What would be the condition of those who are defeated by Maya? Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Never become like a touch-me-not plant. Imbibe divine virtues and reform your character. 2. In order to receive the Father's love, do service. However, you yourself also have to imbibe the things that you tell others. Make full effort to reach your karmateet stage. Blessing. May you have a combined form and experience Bapdada to be personally in front of you in a corporeal form. Just as Shiv and Shakti are combined, in the same way, the father of the Pandavas and the Pandavas are combined. For those who stay in the combined form, Bapdada is in front of them in all relationships, in a corporeal form. Now, day by day, you will experience Bapdada coming in front of you more and holding your hand. You will not see him with your intellect, but with your eyes. You will experience him. You simply have to make the lesson of belonging to the one Father and none other firm. Then, just as your shadow is always around you, in the same way, Bapdada will not move away from your eyes. You will constantly experience him to be in front of you. Slogan. elevated souls who become conquerors of Maya and matter, benefit themselves and also the world. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. When you now become liberated in life, the impact of your stage of liberation in life will finish the bondage of souls who are in bondage in life. So, when will the day come when you are all liberated in life and there are no bondages? Out of all the bondages, the first bondage is the bondage of body consciousness. Become liberated from that. When there is no body, then all other bondages will automatically finish. Om Shanti.